We're on a bit of a journey looking at the Bible, and so the scripture that I read last week is the same scripture I'm going to start with this morning. It's 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, and it says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." 2 weeks ago, I did that massive synopsis hitting every single book of the Bible and was quite breathless afterwards. And one of the books that you might have remembered I mentioned was Song of Songs. And I said it's the only book that should have an age restriction. Did anybody go and read it after that? It's a joke. But some people did, I know that. And then last week I spoke about exegesis and eisegesis and how what we bring to the text is important to understand. Some of the things that aren't even in the Bible that we attribute to the Bible. But this morning I want to say, or ask the question, can I understand the Bible? So you might be thinking, okay, exegesis, eisegesis, all of those 66 books with what they mean and what they're about. And then, our perspective, reflection, redirection, non-biblical stuff. Is it possible for us to just read it and kind of get stuff out of it and know God more and more through His Word? And I want to say yes, definitely it is. And I want to share a model of Bible reading and study that I've shared before. And it's really great, easy, super. It can be done in a very short span of time. 5 minutes is all you need. It can be done every single day. It can be done on big bits of scripture or smaller bits of scripture. And it'll help you to kind of get more out of your Bible reading time and more out of the scriptures. So the acronym is SOAP, and it stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, Prayer. And so this is how it goes. Scripture, you read the scripture. Now, I always say, and you might have picked up from last week, I said, how do you get, more out of the Bible? You read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. So when you go to this, I would suggest read it more than once. So take the scripture that you're going to study and read it. Read it a second time. Read it a third time. Then have a notebook and a pen handy and note some stuff. Okay, don't run ahead of yourself. Write down what you're drawn to in the passage. Something might jump out, write that down. You might think, I can see what the basic structure is here. I can see what it's about. Write some things that jump out. The first time around, maybe nothing jumps out, or it's very much an overview reading. Second time, you might be going, okay, I can see a pattern here. Third time, you might find stuff that was hidden on the first two readings. I like reading things three times because I've got a short attention span. I don't have ADHD, but I sometimes don't concentrate when I read. A hot tip here is read short scriptures. You don't have to read three or four chapters. Don't read just one verse, but don't tackle a whole book in one sitting. So that's SOAP, scripture. Then observation. Now start interrogating what you've read. Ask questions, and there's a whole lot of questions, but they're obvious questions. You don't have to write them down. Okay, I've got a little outline. I'll just put it on WhatsApp after I finish preaching. I'll just forward it to you. But it's got all of these questions if you're interested. But what do you see in the verses you're reading? What is the main lesson or theme? What jumps out to you in the passage? Who's it written to? Who's it written by? What's one thing you didn't notice before? What seems interesting or unusual? What words stand out to you? Is there a repetition of words? What comes before and after the text? Is there comparison or contrast? What does it teach me about myself? And so this is a place where you can just try and say, what is this saying? Because sometimes we just read the scripture, get to the end and go, whew, okay, done my duty for today. Tomorrow I'll read a little bit more. But sometimes it's good to just stop and just say, what is this actually saying? Who wrote this? Why did they write it? What did the original reader get when they read this? Is there a parable? Is there a story? Is there an illustration? Is there a reference to an Old Testament scripture if you're reading New Testament? Is there allusion to a New Testament scripture if you're reading the Old Testament? Lots of things to try and say, what is this text all about? You might also make a note of, so I note some of these things when I'm reading. You might make a note of a question that you have that you want to answer. So why did Jesus... that you can go and look at another time. Then you get to application. This is, what does this mean for me? How do I apply it to my life? Remember, I was big on that the other day with exegesis and eisegesis and putting our own ideas onto the Bible, saying it's got to be about us. It's got to start with us. When we read the word, it's got to be speaking to us first. We need to personalize the message for ourselves. How does this apply to me? What is God saying to me today? How can I apply this to my life? My life, not my next door neighbor's life. Are there any changes I need to make? Is there an action I need to do, a confession I need to make? Sometimes it might be helpful to write down things like a personal example that we need to avoid or emulate, maybe a command to obey, promise to trust, a warning to heed. So we kind of say, what does this mean for me? So I've read it, I've made some notes, I've started to ask questions, and now I'm saying, okay, what is the mirror that I'm looking into of Scripture? What's that mirror of Scripture saying to me? And then finally, we get to the place of prayer. We say, Lord, I've read this. Lord, I see what you're saying. Lord, help me. Whatever it is, we can take what we've read and say, God, help me with this. This is a difficult thing, or this is something I need to change, or this is something that I need to strive for. This is something that I've really learned. Thank you, Lord. But take it to God in prayer. So what I thought I'd do is I'd tell you that, and then I'm going to take you to my scripture reading for Monday. And I'll quickly take you through how it went down. Okay. So if you would like to follow the Bible reading on your phone, don't get distracted now, because that's my trick. But if you want to follow on your phone, I'm going to send it to you now. The scripture is in your phone now. And it's Matthew 13, 1 through 9, 18 to 23, if you want to follow along. And the reason I decided to send it out this morning is so that you can look at it and start to try and understand it as I'm reading it. Okay, are you ready? Unlocked your phone? Got it ready? Okay, here we go. This is called the parable of the sower. So straight away you're going, oh, wait a sec, I know this story, I've read this before. That's good. This is how it goes. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots. Other seed fell along among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Jumping to verse 18, listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. A seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. So then I read it. So I read it three times. My first reading was just, let me get a sense of what this is about. So I read it all the way through. Great, great scripture. I read it many times. Then the second time I read it, I started to say, what am I seeing here? And this is what I realized. Well, the first verse 1 to 9 speaks about the seed and where the seed falls. So the seed falls on the path, the birds eat it up. Rocky places, it scorched, did not have roots, thorns choked, good soil, a big crop. And so those were the things that jumped out at me originally, straight away. Then I went to the next part, 18 to whatever, and I picked up on the meaning, and this is a lovely parable because Jesus does this. In a couple of parables, he says, this is what the parable means. Many parables, we have to try and fill in what we think it means. This one, we don't have to really guess. We just go, this is what it means. And so this is what I picked up from that. The The seed that fell on the path hears, but does not understand. The rocks receives, but no roots, short-lived. Thorns hears, but worries of life, deceitfulness of wealth. And then finally, good soil hears and understands. And that's that 100, 60, 30 times, a crop that's just abundant, abundant. If you're a farmer, that's what you want, good soil. And if you're Jesus, that's what he wants in his followers. The one thing that stood out, and I put an arrow to it, to like referring from later on in my reading, he who has ears, let him hear. And I just realized that for me, when I read that, that was the key part of the scripture that was impressing itself on my heart. Holy Spirit was saying, Brian, this is important. Whoever has ears, let him hear. And then I thought for a moment and I realized that the things that were a problem were lack of understanding right at the bottom there, plus no roots and plus worries. And I thought, do we need to press in more as Christians to have those things so that we don't fall away? Because this Jesus is warning us that some fall away. But if we are serious about this commitment, if we want strong roots and good soil and we want to flourish 100, 60, 30 times, maybe we need to dig in, get a better understanding, have strong roots, and not let the worries of the world press in on us that we lose where we're going. So that's what I did when it came to the application. Then observation. Would you believe what I did here in the observation phase? I read it again. I just was feeling like I needed to dig into the scripture one more time. So I read it four times. And so that's also okay. There's no rules here. And then I started to answer some of those questions. You know, who wrote this? Well, Matthew's writing this, and it says in the beginning, he's writing it to a large crowd of people. And he's using a language that the people could understand. And praise the Lord, he uses a language we can understand as well. And the next parable, straight after it, is a parable about weeds. And so he obviously was in this farming zone in his mind, and he was like, let me go with a parable about weeds. And this is a great parable. I've said this already, but because we can understand it, because we have the meaning given by Jesus. One of the things that's important is that God wants the seed to go to everyone. See, the seed doesn't fall on certain parts of the ground. It's not like the seed is sown only here. We miss these people, only there, miss those. The seed goes to everybody. And I think we must be less exclusive in who we share the good news with. He wants the good news to go to everyone, and then God understands people. He so understands how some people will fall away. Some people, the worries of life are just too much. Or some people get so excited about this commitment, but they never manage to develop any roots in faith. And I'm being the pastor, I'm often asking myself the question, how do I help people on this journey? How do I help people to create these strong roots that they won't fall away? You know people, as I'm talking this morning, you know people that this has happened to. Get all excited about their faith, and a little while later, they're just not there anymore. We've seen it, unfortunately. It's a reality. Then after observation, we come to application, and because my mind was all over the place, I landed up at Romans 10:17. Suddenly I thought, oh, there's a connection here between this scripture and Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. I just realized there was this thing that faith is the bottom line of the seed people. And faith is the bottom line of our lives. And faith is what we need to develop so that the seed produces a good crop in us. Then I had to say, how does this apply to me? What is the soil of my spiritual life like? And I didn't put that slide up because that was personal. But those are questions that I had to ask as I was pressing in on the scripture. Lord, what do I do with this? Not for my congregation on Sunday morning, for me. This was my personal Bible study on Monday morning. And then I came to prayer and I just asked God to help me in the many different ways that I really want to grow in him. And I want to be that person that produces a good crop. And when you read the parable, where do you want to sit? You want to sit in the good soil, don't you? You want to be that one when the word comes, when that it's 100, 60, 30. Woo, come on. Anyway, so I prayed about that. But what's the purpose of all of this, really? Is it so that next time you go to a Bible quiz, you are number one. So you have a lot of knowledge about the Bible. Or is it more than that? You get that. When you go to Bible reading and constant looking into God's Word, your Bible knowledge does increase. But for me, the ultimate goal of what I wanted to share with you is that we grow in Him. We grow stronger in Him. We grow closer to Him. As we know Him more, we live more like He lived. That has to be the ultimate goal of our Bible reading. It's not to lambaste our neighbor, not to get upset with a certain segment of our community. None of that. It's to change me, that I can be changed from glory to glory, that I can be a better person after my Bible study than before my Bible study. That when I come to church, it's not just, whew, okay, got three more nuggets in my spiritual gun that I can shoot at people. No, I can stand up at the end of my service and go, okay, Lord, I feel closer to You. I feel as though I've grown in You. And that has to be the ultimate goal of why we read the Bible. It's a personal document from God to us, to you, to me. It's written to the world. But when you read it, God's voice starts to resonate in your heart. So I hope ultimately your Bible reading is about that. And if it never has been, please make it about that. Press into God's Word that you can grow your faith, that you can be light and salt like we are called to be. We're not called to be a cricket bat on somebody's head. We're called to be salt and light. It's a beautiful picture. And then let me just end by saying this parable is a message for us this morning. And I hope that you've just been able to analyze your own life, saying, okay, what does the soil of my life look like? Are there thorn bushes that you need to avoid, uproot? Are there rocks? Is your soil very shallow? Is the weight of the world pressing in? Unfortunately, when the weight of the world presses in, we often try and hold this whole thing. When really we should just say, okay, this is coming. Let me just turn here to God and say, Lord, help me. Help me in this place because this is tough. I can't do this. So the message is for us this morning. The message is about Bible reading. The soil of our lives is stronger and better as we develop our faith. And then the question that was impressed upon my heart, and I hope it is a good question for you, is do you have ears and do you hear? He who has ears, let him hear. Hear the word of the Lord this morning.